For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Hallelujah. I'm happy you are in church. Welcome to our month of peace. Praise God. See, everything that is not working in your life, one day it will work. In these days of your life, there are songs. You look for songs that are people that have survived. Hallelujah. This is a moment you create memories for your life. When you look as if your family is not balanced, the equation has... It was not as if they react and we are not from God. Hallelujah. And then you look at your financial situation. You are always on the low. And then when you look at your uncle, you don't have one uncle that you can call and ask for a recharge card of 200 naira. You don't have an auntie. Hallelujah. How many of you don't want to talk about that at all? Oh, yeah. Most of you have good aunties and uncles. They are sending you money. Then you don't have anybody else. And then you look at you. My hope is only on God. But I want to let you know, this is the best moment where you need to hold on to God. Tighter. Hallelujah. Tighter. Create memories with God and say, me and you, God, we have history. I will survive it. And I want to let you know you will survive it. Hallelujah. You will what? This condition will not swallow you up. When you see that the marriage of your father and your mother did not work, wake up one midnight around 2:30 and then stand and vow to God and the devil and say, my marriage must work. Do you understand? When you look at your family and say, my family is not working, one day wake up in the night and vow and tell God and tell the devil, my home must work. Hallelujah. When you grew up in poverty, wake up one day and say, Lord, I must prosper. You see, I believe as a pastor, there are things that will happen in my church and it must happen. One of it is my members must marry early. I must marry well. Everyone, I believe that if you cannot come here and be listening to me for long and then you're not interested in getting married. You must be interested. You what? Must be interested. I'm then marry early. One. Secondly is my members must want to prosper. I don't want to be a broke pastor. I don't want to pastor broke people. Do you understand? I don't want to be what? A broke pastor, and I don't want to pastor. You know, when you are broke as a pastor, there are some things you cannot say because the person give you the money in the congregation. What if I say and he doesn't say come next Sunday? Is that not true? But when you have comfortable 70s in dollars breathing in your account, you can say, the Lord say you are a fornicator, you. Is that not true? You can say it. And if it doesn't come Sunday, your account balance has not shaken. But I want to be blessed, comfortably blessed, so that I can say what God says I should say. Is that not true? And I want my members to have their comfortable money. Everybody, so that there will not be one chaos. I have my money, you have your money, we come together, we give God his money. I give him his 10%, you two give him 10%. Is that not true? And then thirdly is we must be international. I will not die in Nigeria. Like, I will stay in Nigeria. I don't want to travel out of the country anyway. But we must be international. Everything we are doing here must be international. Is that not true? That's why I enjoy international songs. That was why the first service, all the songs are international songs. How many of us are being blessed by that? Not this Oreo Q every time. No! We must be international. Everybody must connect to us. Because I'm not sent to pastor local people. In case you're interested in being local, this is not your church. Tell your neighbor, in case you're interested in being local, this is not your pastor. It's the truth. Because they're not sent to everybody. Yes. This is not your church. Yes, standard, world class, international things. Hallelujah. Anything we have not done that's world class because we don't have the money here. When we have it, we'll do it. World class, everything must be sound. So we must be standard. Hallelujah. Our life, our presentations, everything must be look good. There are some examples you give in your message and Oyiboma will not understand. Hope you know that. Do you understand? Example, if you are saying, if you take Eba and Igberedu Bangasu, how would an Oyiboma understand that example? But there's an example you use and you understand, that's not true. So that's why, there's some example I don't even use intentionally. So that everybody can connect. And then all of us are going international. You will know that you will enter a plane one day. Say amen. You must say it. If you are here, you must say it. You will not die in KK and Toyota. No! You will not die like that. You enter, you fly. The way you enter KK from Zango to Ganaja Junction like that, you will enter a plane one day. Yes. You will enter a plane one day. You will know what it means to fly first class. God did not make first class for people that have the devil. It's for us. Hallelujah. You will have it. You will be blessed. So that is what I believe for my church. That's what I believe. So in case you don't believe in these things, this is not your church. Praise God. But if you are here, you must believe in prosperity. You must believe in dignity. You must believe in marrying and staying with one man and one husband. And then you must believe in what? What again I mentioned? International things. Is that not true? Then you must believe your mind, your head must be correct. You must believe in knowledge. You must want to know. You must like to read. You must like to expand your mind. Hallelujah. We cannot come here every day be talking about Samson and Delilah. Every day, Samson and Delilah. You have to expand. When I give an example, you'll be able to understand. Altogether, if I mention Heathrow Airport, if I mention Ghana, if I mention Geneva, when I mention places, you'll be able to understand. Not the, all the places you know is where? Kaba. All you know is Ibadan. No. No, not a place. When I give you a map, where is South America? How many continents do we have? Expand your mind. Are we together? Expand your mind. How many governors do we have? How many states? Hallelujah. Don't think you can go and weigh bill in airport. No, you don't weigh bill. The airport. Well, look at it. Expand your mind. Hallelujah. The point is, when you read the law, your mind will be bigger. Hallelujah. And some things that petty people mind, you will not bother you again. You will not bother you again because you are bigger. Hallelujah. Welcome to a month of peace, and then you will have peace. You will have peace. Everything taking away your peace will cause it. Anything taking away your excitement, your vibrancy, your jubilation, your cacarality of life. You understand? While you are smiling and jovial. Anything taking away your peace. That phone call that is taking away your peace will cause it. That circumstance in your life and a family. Taking away your peace, we curse it. That fear that is taking away your peace, we curse it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Our topic today, this morning, in our month of peace, is forgiveness and reconciliation. For peace. Forgiveness and what? Reconciliation for peace. Mark chapter 11 verse 25. Forgiveness and reconciliation for peace. When you forgive, you will have a life of peace. When you learn the concept of forgiveness and then reconciliation, your life will be peaceful. If you are 25 or you are 20 years, most of us have gone through traumatic things in life. And then there are people that some of us have vowed will not forget. When you remember the things that they have done to you, it's so painful. But then today the message for you this morning is forgive them so that you have peace. Hallelujah. Forgive them. Mark 11, 25 to 26. Alright. And when you stand praying, let's please, can we read together? That's the only main text for the day this morning. So let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. And when you stand praying, if you have oath against any, okay, forgive, yes. If you have oath against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Yes, 26. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. My Bible is in red. That is Jesus Christ, the one talking here. Hallelujah. So forgiveness for your peace. You need to learn forgiveness and practice forgiveness for your peace to reign. Hallelujah. That is what I call the dangers of unforgiveness. The first one is that unforgiveness will kill the offended. When you don't forgive, it will kill you. I had one day, they say unforgiveness is like taking poison and wishing that the other person will be the one to die. Who will die? The person that takes it, right? When you don't forgive, it's like you, and then you are wishing the other person pain. You will the one to die. Unforgiveness will destroy you. You that you have been offended, yes, they were wrong. What they did was wrong. They cheated on you. They abused you. They broke the rule. They malhandled you. They maltreat you. But forgive them so that you will not destroy yourself. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Number two, dangers of unforgiveness. Bitterness drives away the presence of God from you. In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 15, bitterness drives God away from you. When you are bitter, It drives God away. You are bitter. You are holding somebody in your heart. You are bitter towards someone. It pushes God away. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 15, the Bible says, be careful. Hallelujah. Let the root of bitterness bring God from you. Is that correct? Hebrews 12, 15. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 15. Hallelujah. The Bible says, look diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness, Hebrews 12, 15, springing up, trouble you, and thereby may be defiled. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Once you are bitter, God, it drives away the manifest presence of God in your life. Galatians chapter 5, verse 23 says, the fruit of the Spirit is joy and peace. So if you don't forgive, God may not be in your presence feelably. And I know it will be a dangerous place for you to be in a place where God is not there. Hallelujah. Number three, unforgiveness enslaves the person that has not forgiven. It makes you to be under the control of the offender. How many of you have had somebody that is making you angry? Once you okay, unforgiveness enslaves the one that has been offended. It makes the person to be controlled by the offender. Hallelujah. Alright, I want to ask you a question. How many of you have ever, somebody has made you angry and then you're holding the person in your heart and then you heard the voice of the person and then you just became angry? Has it ever happened to you before? Or to just mention the person's name, just by hearing the name you become angry at all? Or the person just passed, you just become angry? Has it happened to you before? You see that, in fact, even if the person is in Abuja, they can be discussing him about him and then you are angry. Has it happened to anybody here at all? Discover that you are being controlled by somebody that doesn't even know you are here. Just his name can control you where you are. Just his voice, just discussing about him can control you. You want to be free of their control, forgive them. In Job chapter 1 verse 6, the Bible said, Lucifer and the angels came before God, and then God is saying, he has forgiven him. Hallelujah. He has forgiven him. So, if you don't forgive, the person you don't forgive controls you. Because his name makes you angry. His voice irritates you. Discussing about you, any news about him irritates you. So, unforgiveness makes you a slave to the person. He has offended you and he's now controlling you. Hallelujah. And then finally, when you don't forgive, God will not forgive you. In Mark 11, 25, the Bible says, if you don't forgive, he will not forgive you. Now, to forgive means to pardon. To waive the consequence of somebody. You forgive someone means you have pardoned him. You have done this, yes. I forgive you. I pardon you. I waive your consequence. And then to reconcile. Don't forget forgiveness and reconciliation for peace. It's our topic. To reconcile means to restore a relationship back. Something happened and the relationship has been severed. Severed. Is it severed or severed? So you bring it back together by reconciliation. There are some truth about forgiveness you need to know. Let me give the first, I say in the first service. See, offenses will come, not may come. Tell your neighbor, offenses will come, not may. Say not may come. In Luke 17 verse 1, the Bible says, offenses will surely come. People will surely offend you. It is a promise from God that people will offend you. Imagine. So expect people to hurt you. Expect it. Because the Bible says, it will come, not that it may come. If you are in a relationship, remember that one day the person will make you angry. Tell your neighbor, apostle is promising you that that person you love will offend you one day. It's a promise. Hallelujah. Number two, we also offend God and man. Two of us. How many of us offend God before? How many of us offended God before? All of you are righteous. Some of us even offended God this morning. Some of us, even this time, we said, are you offended God? Is that not true? We offend God and men every day. Sometimes it's intentional, sometimes it's not intentional. How many of us have offended our parent before? You have offended your friend. You have offended somebody. You say we are offending. Number three, Now, don't worry, this is not for this service. Number three, I said earlier on, the closer the relationship, the more vulnerable you get, and then the more the pain it causes. Did I come again? The closer you are to somebody, the more painful what they did is to you. But if somebody is not close to you, what they did may not pain you as the person. Come on, do you understand me now? There are people that will do something to you, just forgive, but there are certain people, if they do the same thing to you, it will pain you. So know that the more closer you are to people, the more vulnerable you become. Hallelujah. That's why they say love makes you vulnerable. Love will what? Make you vulnerable. I remember I say I'm a strong man. There are things I would never do for a lady. I'll never do this one, I'll never do this one. Until when I fell in love. It was when I was doing it, the Holy Spirit reminded me. Say, see your life now. Because love will make you vulnerable. Is that not true? Yes. And then when that person does the same thing to you now, it will pain you. It will what? Pain you. I wish there are people in relationship, I'll be using the two of them for examples. There is who have marriages in Shekinah Encounter Center. And we have members dating themselves, planning to marry. You must say amen. We will have members very soon. You cannot go and be looking for in Sodom when there are fine ladies in this church. We will have members very soon dating themselves, planning to marry. So that I can tell them very well. When I talk to the lady, I talk to them. So that when she behaves, I tell them, you know, the pastor have said. Pastor have what? Said. Very soon, I am praying for you single guys. Your wives are coming. Man taker. They will come to church one day. God will direct them here one day. And all the sisters and husbands, your husbands are coming. And some of you, they are here already. The church shout, amen. Yes. The closer the relationship, the more vulnerable you get. Hallelujah. And then the more painful it becomes. The more painful it becomes. Number four. Forgiveness is of the heart. I know many of us say, I forgive you, but in your heart, I've not forgiven you. Is that not true? That's you only the person in your heart. You have not forgiven. You're just talking because they say we are Christians. They say we should forgive. And then apostle is preaching forgiveness. I forgive you. But in your heart. In your heart, you are not what? In Matthew chapter 18 verse 35, the Bible says, if you don't forgive from your heart, see what I'm sharing with you now, it will help your life. So if you don't forgive from your heart, you have not forgiven. Hallelujah. Number five, okay, for this service now. Forgiveness is a show of strength, maturity, and wisdom, not cowardice. When you forgive, you are the stronger one. When you forgive, you are the wiser one. When you forgive, it doesn't mean you are weak. Mafia movies will always say, only the weak forgive. Are you together? Is that not what they always, if you watch mafia movies, they say, that is the movie, I don't forgive, the boss don't forgive, like that, something like that. It's only weak, they consider forgiveness to be for the weak. But according to the Christendom, in John chapter 8 verse 11, and then John chapter 5 verse 14, Jesus Christ was the stronger person. And when the woman was caught in sin, and the brother, the Bible says, have anybody stoned you? Said, no, go, I have forgiven you. I've discovered in my relationship with my wife, she's the stronger one. She's the more mature than me. Once we have quarrel, misunderstanding like this. Misunderstanding, not quarrel. Hallelujah. Whether she's right or wrong, she will come and apologize. Me, I don't be behaving like one child here. I'm behaving like one child. So I didn't beat him myself. I don't be saying, see, this girl. See. And I'm older than I was 4 years old. You see, maturity is no age. You can be 32 and be behaving like one pre-nursery school. Strong people for weak people look for revenge. The stronger you are, the wiser you are, you forgive. It's weak people that don't forgive. And I'm learning to grow very soon. And I'm growing. So my relationship with her. And no matter what I do, she'll forgive me easily. But me, I want her to feel that she did what she did was wrong. I want her to know so that I don't repeat again. I will be behaving like a child. Sometimes I'll be honest with you, telling me, see your life, see. Just see your life. You'll not be like me in Jesus' name.
You will be the strong one. You will be the matured one. You will not be the weak one. It is not cowardice for a cowardity. A cowardity is something like that to forgive. No, you are wise. You are strong. Strong people forgive. Mature people forgive. It's the weak people that look for revenge and vengeance. Hallelujah. And then forgiveness is not ignorance and foolishness. Because some people think that because you are forgiven, you are foolish or you are ignorant. They will just take you for granted. Because you forgive, they will take you for granted. They will do it again and again and again because they know you forgive. Don't worry, I will balance the equation very soon. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, trust apostle, you balance it. Yes, hallelujah. We are compelled and instructed to forgive, but not compelled to reconcile and relate with everybody. We are compelled. The Bible says we should forgive. But the Bible says did not say you must relate again. True, yes. We are compelled. We must forgive, but we must not relate. Say with me, we must forgive. Forgiveness is compulsory, but relationship is not compulsory. Forgiveness is compulsory. Is that not true? But for forgive, but reconciliation is. I will give you condition for reconciliation very soon. Hallelujah. Forgiveness does not always cancel consequences. That is something you should know again at the beginning before we continue. So, forgiveness does not always cancel consequences. Like I said in the first service, has God forgiven Lucifer? Has God forgiven, someone in the second service now, has God forgiven Lucifer? Testimony, has God forgiven Lucifer? He has forgiven him. Is Lucifer going to hell or not? Eh? He's going, sure banker, sealed, hallelujah. He's already in hell, sir. But God has forgiven him. So that doesn't mean you know God. That thing you did, you will suffer it. When David slept with Bathsheba, hallelujah, God sent a prophet to him. What's the name of that prophet? Huh? Prophet Nathan, right? I have some that you know there are some questions I was told that went to Sunday school. What's the name of the prophet that went to meet David? Prophet who? This is Sunday school story. The prophet told David. David said, I'm sorry. Then the prophet told him that even before you ask for sorry, God has forgiven you. All together. But this child will die. That's one. Secondly, is the sword will not depart from your house. In the next chapter, Amnon raped his sister. The next chapter, Absalom killed Amnon. In the next chapter, David began to be on the run. His son is pursuing him. The son came and slept with 10 of his concubines. In the next chapter, that was the beginning of his calamity. Since you cannot correct control your erection, situation will control your head. Yes, that's what God was saying. Because he saw her bathing and then he cannot control himself. Do you know how many wives he had? God said, I gave you plenty. If you were not enough, I would have given you more. You know, that was why Solomon was wise. He discovered his father fell because of adultery. So, Kukuma, let me marry 1,000 of them. So that I'll be what? Safe. I will be what? If that was what destroyed my father, I want to have 1,000 wives. Yellow, black, chocolate, green, all the color. Tall, short, fat, chubby, all. I want to have all the shade. But that was what destroyed. Maybe the Bathsheba was not looking like any of his wives. Wise. You'll be wise. That's why you wonder why pastors marry fine wife. They want to have what will be tempting them at home. So that they will not be tempted. Do you understand? Are you understanding me? Yes, don't be angry that pastors are marrying wives. After they say their pastor will preach, marry anybody you see, but then they will come marry wife. You don't know what you're talking about. That was what we saw. We don't want to be tempted. Have you never been traveling before and then you ate in the morning? You see, when they're selling gala on the road, you don't want to buy. Have you noticed it? Because you ate at home first. But then when you travel hungry, you buy gala, you buy egg roll, because you know your stomach is already turning you. But then when you eat from home, you travel, say, that is the way it is. When I kiss my wife in the morning, I come out to office, every lady is looking like a man to me. Looking like a what? Like a man. It doesn't matter where you're wearing skin, looking like a man. Looking like a man.
Hallelujah. So that was the problem of Samson. God forgave him, but the consequences stood. Moses rebelled against God when he spoke against the river, the rock, and then he hit it. Then in the book of Deuteronomy, he began to see the wonders of God. Then he said, God, you have started doing your wonders. Allow me to enter Canaan. God said, I have told you, you are not going. From today, don't talk about this issue, you will die. I will not forgive you. Moses. Are we together? That is Deuteronomy chapter 3 from verse 23 to 27. So, don't always think that in case somebody here is planning to do something bad. God will forgive you. People will forgive you. But don't always think that the consequence will always go. Are we together? Are you hearing me? Okay. You come here, we prophesy, you are forgiven. Hallelujah. The person will forgive you, but sometimes the consequence will not go. The child is already there. The child is already there. Which prophet can prophesy the child to go back again? There is a song when I used to listen to secular songs that time. There's a song. If I can take back the clock of time. How many of you know that song? If I can take back the clock of time. I don't want to sing it because I'm the pastor this morning. Hallelujah. If I can take back the clock of time. Hallelujah. But there are things that have happened already. So be careful when you offend people. There's a relationship that when you lose them for life. For what? See, I have been in two relationships in my life, only two. And the only reason why the first one did not work was because she cheated on me. And then when I discover, I don't forgive when it comes to things like that. Because if you cheat on me now, I'm a pastor, I'm in trouble, and then your cheating will be another level. So that was it. She regretted it 1 week to her wedding. Herself and her mother were telling me that if I am willing to change my mind, she will marry me. That is 1 week to our wedding, no? Yeah, me. And then I am like Flint when I make up my mind. Yes, if I say I'm marrying you, I'm marrying you. If I say I will be with you, nothing can take me unless you leave. I can stand by people in the worst of time. Hallelujah. If I say I am with you, if I say I'm praying for you, I really mean I'm praying for you. I really mention your name, not praying in tongues. I will mention your name in the night and pray for you. Are we together? So be careful so that you don't lose people in your life that you'll not be happy. And then you lose them. Because there are things you do that your consequence will remain. You are receiving wisdom in the name of Jesus Christ. Now what are the benefits of forgiveness? Number one, forgiveness brings peace. Hallelujah. I said in the first service, secondly, forgiveness is the heart of pressure and tension and heat. We talk about that in the first service also. Number three, forgiveness brings freedom and life back to yourself. When you forgive, your life will return back. You will be more free. Hallelujah. Number four, forgiveness will make you accommodate more people. If you are not forgiving, you will not have a lot of friends. Hallelujah. Everybody hurt you end the relationship. Everybody, me, I don't take shit. I give it to them hot. Continue giving it hot. Very soon you'll be alone in your room. Nobody will WhatsApp you. Nobody will what? You will post a picture and think people did not see. After 2 weeks, you see 2 likes or 5 likes. You don't have friends. You don't what? You don't have friends. Nobody will call you apart from your mother. You make a phone, I never hear from you for 2 days. Bishop Doug was sharing with a lady that she has 2 phones. And then from morning to night, nobody called her. One was MTN, one was Tigo. That's Ghanaian people. Hallelujah. See, if I have 2 tickets today, one ticket is to UK, and then one to Ghana. I will not even have to pray. I'm going to Ghana straight. Hallelujah. I love that nation. So, the lady was in Ghana, so she said, what is wrong? People are not even calling me. Meanwhile, before people were calling me. So she carried her Tigo and called them. She discovered that Iraq, that is working. Use the MTN. Call the Tigo. It's working. May that not be your situation one day. May that not be your situation one day. You better learn to forgive.
Because people will offend you, not may offend you. They will. It's a promise. That's what the Bible says. You must forgive so that you can accommodate a lot of people around you. Because God created us as human beings of relationship. That is why they punish people by putting them in prison. They are not flogging you, but you are in a room, not talking to somebody. Some people will prefer, please assassinate me, kill me. I have had people in the U.S. say that they prefer to die than to be in that false 9 inches cube. Because it can kill you. How many of you know that loneliness can kill? Ah! May you not experience it before. I've experienced it. My lowest days when this church started. Man. See, people will surround you. You think they like you because of your position and because of what you have. When the church started, I was at ground level zero. That was when I knew people follow you because of position and because of who you are. That was when I learned how people that really matters to my life. Now, when you begin to make it, people that stood by you that day, because all those circumstances will come back again. Man of God, I'm waiting. Tell your neighbor, boss is waiting. Kalabaya. Hallelujah. But you accommodate people when you forgive. Because people are difficult. Sometimes some people say it's better to lead animals than human beings. Hope you know that. If you arrange 5 seats here and 5 people are coming and say, please, this is your chair. One will come and sit down and push it backward. Another person will come and push it forward. Somebody will say, I don't like the way I face this way. That is human being. Simply sit down here. It's a lie. Adult, they will not. There are people that when you say 4:30, they mean they had 5:30. Even if they had 4:30, when they'll be ready by 4:30, they will just sit down at home. Be ready, especially if you want to go anywhere far in life. People will offend you like they would delight on offending you. Hallelujah. But then Jesus Christ forgave his disciples. That was why he had a lot of people around him. He was around with sinners. Everywhere he went, people were flocking around him. Is that not true? Because he could easily forgive. Forgiveness will help you free your mind for creativity and new opportunities. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 15, once again, let the root of bitterness not grow up in you, it will trouble you. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 31, and then Acts 8:22. See, when you don't forgive, you are thinking of destroying somebody. Hope you know that. An unforgiving mind thinks of destruction. Is it true? You are thinking of something bad that you do that will hurt the person. You know, I grew up with my mom. My mom is somebody that, you know, I used to say that, if I grew up with my mom, I'll be a bad person. My mom doesn't want anything bad to happen to you. She will always... So, if my mom ever get angry, she will want you to feel the anger in her. So, she will say something to you. She will look for the thing that can make you angry. She wants you to feel the way she feels. How many of you can understand? Yes. Henry, you can understand, right? Okay, yes. She will say, because she loves you. You know that she loves you. She just want to cheer. It's anger. Because anger thinks of destruction. But when you want to be creative, you must forgive and free your mind. Are we together? So that you will think of what is the way forward? What is the way to develop my life? For creativity, forgive. To know how to make the next dollar, forgive. To next how to move to the next level, forgive. To next how your life will be free, forgive. Hallelujah. Forgive that relationship that spoils your life. Forgive the guy or forgive the lady so that you'll be able to marry. Hallelujah. Open yourself for new opportunities. Some people cannot be in another because of the past hurt and because of the past they have experienced. Tell your neighbor, forgive. Be the stronger one. Forgive. Tell your neighbor, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Forgiveness brings healing and restoration to emotions and situations. Forgiveness brings healing and restoration. The Bible says in Job chapter 42 verse 10, Job's life was transformed when he prayed for his friends. And how many of you know what the friends of Job did to him? Do you remember what they did to him? You are really an Elisha Buruku. Look at your life. You deserve what you have.
But God testified, that is the God of heaven, testified that Job was innocent. But his three best friends came and accused him all the while. The Bible says he forgave them and prayed for them, and then his life turned around. Your emotions will be healed. You'll be able to love again, once again. You'll be able to trust again. There are many people that suspect people a lot because of how they have trusted somebody and the person disappointed them. Hallelujah. I've heard of ladies telling me their story of being drugged by a supposed brother they believe in church, or by a pastor being deceived. See, wearing tie and suit is not spirituality. May life not teach you that one. May you believe what I'm saying. Wearing tie and suit and looking pious and speaking capital letter tongues is not spirituality. Kwagwagaya. I know. It's a lie. So people trusted the Lord and then they were laid down. But then you must forgive. Heal your emotions to trust again. Heal your emotions so that you can believe. Believe that there can be a happy after ending after this is in Disneyland. Happy? Yes. Believe that they happily. That is, she said, believe it. All together? Believe it. Let your mind be healed. Be healed of the things your parents did to you. Be healed of the things your brothers or your uncles or anybody did to you. Be healed. Let your emotions be free. You will live the rest of your life in pain if you don't forgive. And then some people make people suffer for the mistakes that people did in the past for them. Your ex relationship was from where? The person was just F, like wrong. He misbehaved. Don't make the new innocent brother Jotham to suffer. All together? Don't make the brother to what? Suffer. I was told a man married. I had a story from Bishop Dag. He said a man married. And then on the wedding night, something happened. And then the wife was telling him, because she has been married before. So don't, all of them have been married before. And then they just married. So don't try me, I've been married before. I don't take shit from people. Then the guy left the room and went to the next room and called his friend. He said, Charlie, I've bagged the rock hawks. Like, you have the wrong person in your house. And one thing about marriage, I say marriage is what? Fixed deposit. Is what? So you better be careful with the bank you do your fixed deposit with. Okay. Hallelujah. So forgive so that your heart can be clear. Hallelujah. Forgiveness opens doors for greater level of blessings. What the thing was painful to you will be the same reason why you will rise up. How many of you remember Joseph and his brothers? He forgave them and he rose higher. Can we put Matthew chapter 26 verse 56 up? Forgiveness opened doors for greater level of blessings and opportunities. Matthew 26:56. Can we read it together? For all things was done that the scripture would be fulfilled. Then what? All the disciples forsook and what? Imagine all the people, you know, just imagine they say that. No, not you. Let's just remember here, there's not here, an audio member. They said that he was in prison. And then they told all the church members that he's in prison, you need somebody to come and bail him. I've been to prison before. They say the bail is 1.5 and the prison has not been bailed for over 15 years. I'm not joking. Nobody to come and pay 1.5 to bail him. They were nothing else to have to pay. And then that was all. So everybody forsook the guy. When Jesus was in trouble, all the disciples, Master. They were there in the night. Your master, we will die with you. But when he was in trouble, everybody ran. But the Bible says, when he came back, he forgave them. And then he forgave them and began to send them to the... If not, he didn't have achieved a lot of things. Just imagine if Jesus resurrected from the grave. Dun, 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 dun. Nigerian movie. Thomas, you. James, you. Peter. John was raising on his bosom, John, you, after all this while, after taking the amount, after all the encounters, after, you. And then he doesn't do anything with the 12 disciples again. That will be the end of the church. Because he had to be allowed again to train another disciples. So he had to forgive them so that he can achieve a lot. The new level of blessing will come with forgiveness. He had to forgive them. When you forgive, a new level of blessing will come into your life. This is a prophecy to somebody. Anything that looks as if it's stagnant in your life, a new level of blessing will come into your life. If you forgive, God will give you a guy. A lady told me that when a guy asked her out, the reason why she did not give him answer immediately was she wanted to go and do thanksgiving first. What did I say? She wanted to go and do thanksgiving. Lord, for this guy of husband, this is the guy you're bringing to ask me out. Lord, I'm grateful. See, as a forgive that guy. God will give you a husband material. Hollandis. Yes. You will never ever forget you had one monkey as an ex. You will never remember. You will never remember. Same for the guys too. Just forgive. I had somebody very close to me. And then her father-in-law is very, very close to her. Always calling her. Always sending her recharge card. Then she was telling me recently that God cannot do her 2-0. Her biological father does not care. As if he's not a father. His only responsibility is that he was the one that gave birth to me. So God cannot do 2-0 to her. At least he gave her a father-in-law that will take care of her. So forgive and God will give you people that are new levels of blessing. What more than what it cost you? If they took advantage of you because you trusted in them, let go and begin to trust again. God will give you somebody that when he say today is Monday, you believe. But there are people that when they say the sun is morning, you have to open the window to confirm. Do you understand? There are people that lie like that. That when they say good morning, you have to check the window to see whether the sun is already out. Or when they say today is Monday, you have to, you don't believe it. A man brought his son to Bible school to Bishop Dag. He said, this is my child. The only thing I believe from him is good morning and good night. Anything else, he said, I don't believe. Do you understand? The only thing I believe, this is my child. He brought it to Bible school. He said, please help me. The only thing I believe from this child is what? Good morning and good night. God will bring you blessings in Jesus' name. So as you forgive, new doors will open up to you. I'm prophesying to somebody this morning. As you forgive, new doors, greater level of blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. When you forgive, it's open you up to deep realms of wisdom and preservation. See, when you forgive, people will forgive you too. Hallelujah. Learn to forgive. But when you want to forgive, there's only got wisdom and forgiveness. When you want to forgive, trust God for grace and then be genuinely open. Number one, trust God to be able to have a large and accommodating heart. Learn to overlook words and deeds of people. If you mind what everybody say, you easily get angry. Hallelujah. Imagine me minding somebody say that I don't have six pack. Imagine me minding that kind of statement. Just imagine. Imagine me minding that I have Hausa accent. Somebody say came here, want to say, yeah, I have Hausa accent. Imagine me minding that kind of statement. Before, where am I from? Where am I from? So I should be minding because I'm from Kaduna State. I should be minding. I should go home and be thinking, God, why am I born in Kaduna? You are doing this wrong. I need a psychiatric condition. I need more person. Something was we are discussing on last week, and then IJ and Okechukwu. There was a way Okechukwu answered with Igbo intonation, and then this guy is a confirmed Igbo man. Imagine he be concerned now. Some of us talk here, and then I hear Yoruba accent. You can hear it. Even the point, imagine, don't mind people anytime. You know, you get angry at everybody, you. Because some people cannot keep quiet. They want to talk about anything they see. They want to what? Talk about anything they see. This is your, where did you hear any? Don't you hear any? So people don't have, to mind your business. You know what the Bible says? Should I show us? How many of you believe in the Bible? I'll show you. Bible says, mind your business.
People will mind. They have a lot of problem on their head. They will not mind it. It is you that you don't even have some problem at all. They'll be minding. They'll be what? Minding. Jerry, let us not working, no. But they'll come to you. How are you? How are you, Joseph? How are you doing together? If it's not going to work, don't mind me, no. And then they have relationship. The one that can counsel. I read this statistic one time. They say over 90% of marriage counselors, their marriages don't work. How many of you have seen it before? I've seen it, right? Yes. They know how to talk very well, but when they go, forget that thing I said there, oh. Forget it. That is theory. This is my house. Oh, they married to know what? They know too much. They know how a guy should behave. But when Minister Ima come, local man, I am from, where is who said he from? I'm from Ondo State. He don't come to 3 years, do his Ondo State. See me? No. I've read a lot of books. I've read 30 books, all Gary Chapman's book on relationship. So your mind is big, you cannot. And the man say, come and cook for me. I read in my book, once in a while the husband should cook. And then Ima say, in my house, you cook. You what? Cook. He said, I will not cook. I read it. You must treat me like a woman. You must treat me the way I deserve. I must be treated the way, because they will say, you must care. Okay. Okay. I'll be here waiting for you to come for counseling. Very soon. You will come. Or very soon you will carry his picture with anointing oil. Say, Lord, my husband, touch him, touch him. Every vigil you are going there. Lord, my husband, what? Touch him. You will anoint the picture till the picture clears up with oil. And the marriage will not change. Because what it takes marriage to work is submit. When you come back, remove your PhD shoe and say, well done, sir. What I say? Even if you have a secondary school certificate, well done, sir. I have from Bishop Becky and Mommy Becky and Nessie, my mother-in-law, she was saying that when they got married earlier, Dr. Point is also a medical doctor, but he was full-time into ministry. So in the hospital, she was in the bus. And then she have lab attendance, sociology, all those kind of things. Cardiology taking. And then she's a doctor, main doctor. So she come, give me the test, give me the test, give me the test. She's commanding everybody under her. And then when she goes home, she almost was tempted to use the same word. And then daddy said, eh? And then she noticed how to switch. After she leave the office, she now switch the button. Now, she bring down her transformer. Now I'm not the boss. Now I'm not the what? Okay, you go home and say, hey, bring my phone for me for when I come from the bedroom. I was in my village. That is a goat. That is goat head. Hallelujah. It will not be like that for you in Jesus' name. Come on, it will not be like that for you in Jesus' name. So, it was over a large and accommodating heart. Because the larger your heart, the more you can accommodate people. Hallelujah. I could remember a statement from my principal. He said, one time, I made the principle, you have a large heart. That statement always stayed to my heart. Have a large heart. Learn how to accommodate people. Hallelujah. One day I was talking with Pastor Mint, and then he was saying that, I'm trying, you know, that this, see the way I'm calling these people. See the way I'm doing this one. See, I'm trying. I say, hey, you have to be like that, though. You have to what? Be like that. Hallelujah. You know, ministry is like COVID-19. They will eat the monkey in China and lock you up in Ganaja Junction and lock you up in phase 2. The person eating it is different, though, but we are the one on lockdown. Do you understand? That's the way ministry is. The lady will go and catch HIV and fornicate, and the pastor is here in his house. But when she catches the HIV, she'll come to the pastor, and the pastor must heal her. If he doesn't heal her, he's fake. Or he's not powerful enough. Did I send you? Was I there? Did I even know your name? You see, that is the way ministry is. People will go and do charm, and when they charm backfire, they'll come to pastor. And pastor must help. If he doesn't help, he's not called of God. And then, yeah, that is not powerful. Meanwhile, he didn't even know you when you were there. That's ministry for you. That's why I've made up my mind to take anything. That's the way people are. Hallelujah. Praying for the person that offend you will soften your heart. In case you are finding it difficult to forgive the person, learn to pray for the person. When you pray for somebody, it forgives you. It softens your heart to forgive. I know it may be hard to pray for that same person that did that thing to you, but pray for them. It will soften your heart. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Always treat people based on the level of their knowledge. And then learn to give due and qualified access to people. Hallelujah. There are signs of forgiveness. A sign you are forgiving somebody is you are ready to accept their apology. Are we here? A sign of forgiving somebody is what? You must open up the door for them to say sorry. You have not forgiven them if you don't even want to hear them say sorry. You don't open up yourself for apology. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not hearing me. Hallelujah. And in case you, somebody here, in case you have offended somebody, and then you're apologizing, and the person is looking like Akagom, or looking like Stan Big Bang. Like, you know Stan Big Bang? That cannot be moved. You're looking like a rock. You are apologizing. A young lady started a new relationship. A relationship that is less than 3 months. The guy is ranting, angry, apologize, call, WhatsApp message, WhatsApp call, WhatsApp message. You know, as a pastor, I will not say end the relationship. Because as a pastor, you must learn not to say to somebody enter or end. You must allow them to make the decision. But I have to advise stylishly. That's what we do. The relationship is not 3 months old. He cannot take sorry for an offense. Didn't know you were wrong. That is danger. On your marks, set, zoom off fast. By the time you are 2 years, you will put too much salt. You will not eat at home for 2 weeks. There's somebody like that. Don't you know that? That is sign. God is telling you. What else do you need? Do you need an angel to appear to you? So when they forgive you, they will open up themselves to accept the apology. At least you came there alone to say sorry. Is that not true? That means they have not forgiven you. Number two is they respond to attempt to make it right and restore the relationship. If they forgive you and then you are making effort, even though I'll talk about the reconciliation very soon, but at least they'll make effort. At least when you call them, they'll pick your call, or they'll return back your call, or they want to see you. At least when you make small effort, they'll say, I have noticed people that forgive easily. You know, some people will say that, especially like people in relationship, they'll say that, don't you know it will take me time before I get back to how we used to be before? How many of you have had that kind of statement before? How many of you have said that kind of before? Like you offended someone and said, don't you know it will take time? So you have been there before, right? Okay. Like, and then she was, it will take time for me. But see, if you have really forgiven, you are looking at him as if you don't know what you are talking about. Some of you have 4 relationships already. And then when somebody just confess and just leave, you'll be looking at him like one island. Meanwhile, you know. Hallelujah. Yeah, well, you can sweep. You see, a healthy relationship is one that I am sorry and a smile can bring back things the way they were. Like everything just flip over. And that's the way my wife is. I'm telling you. She used to wonder when I used to get angry. Why is it difficult for you to be? She can just like this. She's back to normal. Like things are normal. Me, not like that. I want the drama to extend more. How many of you are like me? You not lift up your hands now. I want the drama to extend more, especially when I'm the one. I want the drama to extend more. You must know you are wrong. You must know it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. And then they're back to normal. Back to normal. Me myself, I'll be shocked. Yes. But that's the way it should be. Respond to attempt to make it right. Hallelujah. Number three, a sign of forgiving is you don't have the need to see them suffer. Because when you don't forgive somebody, you wish they suffer for what they did to you. Pepper them. Hallelujah. You wish the thing does not work. But when you forgive, you will desire to see them things work for them. Hallelujah. You will not want to see them suffer, even though what they did you. When you forgive your father, you will wish him well in his old age. There are children that still wish their parents bad because of what they did to them. But when you forgive them, you don't want to see them suffer. You don't want to see that your brother or your uncle suffer. Hallelujah. I know some of us here have been genuinely hurt. But you must forgive. Hallelujah. Number four, a sign of forgiving somebody is that you don't talk about it as if it happened today. JJ talking to testimony about what happened 2-3 years ago. And the way he's remembering the details and the emotional attachment is as if it happened yesterday.
Meanwhile, it's 4 years ago. There are people that can tell you what you did to them. I remember when we were in JSS2. You took my cleaner, you slapped me and told teacher Mary, Jesus, I will never forgive you. Especially ladies. Remember the detail, even the command, that day the sun was not bright. That day, center role. Have you seen ladies' beast before? Is it true? Come, is it not true? See it on Twitter, see it on Facebook, see a lady that I will not attend a wedding because when we are in primary, there have been primary beefs that have not settled. Secondary beef. Yes, that is true. And you know it's true. Ladies, lady, primary beef. She was struggling first with me. Yes, I am telling you. You see, most of my stories you'll be thinking is fiction. The only reason why I don't mention names is some of them may listen to my message. I'm telling you, I would have been mentioning names to every example I'm giving you. You must forgive. Hallelujah. Let it go. When you're talking about it, you should use the past and say, it once happened like that. Some people can't even remember everything. And one good side about me is I don't need to remember a lot of things, especially when they are wrong. I intentionally blocked my mind. I said, I did not see it. Kalabaya. I did not see it. I did not hear it. I did not what? Hear it. I refused my ears to say he heard it. Because you must intentionally protect yourself. Hallelujah. You don't rejoice when you see them struggling. You wish them success. And then you don't. You know, some people, because they fought with you and they are not forgiving you, they hate anybody that is your friend. Do you understand? If they hear that this person is your friend, you will become my enemy. Your friend, you are my enemy. Anybody that is now your friend is now their enemy. Do you understand? It's as if anybody that now likes you have joined side with you, and now is now us against that person. But when you forgive the person, you don't join others to campaign for the downfall of the other people. Hallelujah. You don't go and narrate the story. And sometimes another sort of forgiveness, you don't tell other people what happened so that they will respect the person. Or sometimes just keep quiet. Hallelujah. How many of you are saying something at all? How many of you are angry with what I'm saying now? In case you are angry, remember the first statement I told you. That offenses must surely come. Maybe if you are angry with what I said this morning, it's one of those offenses that the Bible has prophesied. Are we together? So forgive me. Then neighbor, forgive apostles. Hallelujah. Now, how to handle unrepentant people? There are people that are unrepentant and they will not change like that. After all they know, they will do it again and again. Hallelujah. They cheat again and again and again. They lie again and again and again. You catch them with a nude picture, they will say it's a cancer survivor. It's a what? Cancer survivor. You catch him. What's the like most of my examples today? You catch him coming out of the lady's house sweating. So he was helping out with domestic work. It was when I got married, I discovered all those descriptions of intimate relationship is not true. It's not what? It's not true. May you marry on time. Amen. It's not true, Joe. All the social media lies. Hallelujah. So there's a way to handle all repentant people. Number one is forgive them no matter what it is, no matter what they're doing again and again, forgive them. Number two, don't give them a second chance until they have really changed. What did I say? When the person is unrepentant, don't give him another chance. The person squandered your last money and then he came to you and you forgive him. Don't give him the next money until the person has really changed. Do you understand? See, you're hearing my preaching now. Yes, or you want life to teach you that one? Do you want preaching or life? Okay, so when the person has not repented, don't give him another chance. Until you sense the person has really changed. Hallelujah. Never allow them to think you are weak or foolish. Because they know that anytime I come, she will forgive me. She's not testimony. I know her heart is very, very soft. Because there are people that will take advantage of your softness. Is that not true? They will do it again and again. They know you forgive them because they will say this person is weak. The same people will not try what they did to you to somebody because they know that person will kill them at it. So they'll do it again. You know many people that insult pastors? Let them try with imam.
Let them what? Try it with imam. Because another pastor will not talk. Many people that enjoy bishop that they are here at Adeboye. Let them try it with Apostle Suleiman or that they are bishop at Adebo. Not that the Adeboye will keep quiet. Is that not true? Even if they insult him, the only person that is, the only situation I saw when he ever reacted was when somebody insulted his wife or tried to do something about his wife. How many remember? He almost cursed on stage. He controlled himself. Say, anything you will do, don't near my wife. Insult me, do anything to me. But what? Yes, that is the way I've always been from a child. Because I learned it from my dad. My dad can be having his aluta with my mom. But anybody on this earth, what did I say? That attempt my mom from his side or from her side, you are buried from him. Yeah, he will never take it. Whether she's right or wrong. She's right. That is my dad. You don't anything. Come to him and sort him, but never near his wife. So I grew up always like that to learn to defend the woman. Nobody should say anything nonsense to her when you are there. They can say to you, you take it. Hallelujah. And the one that the Adeboye did has also sealed it to me. So you are looking for trouble in my life. Come and look for my trouble. Don't look for my wife's trouble. Because first of all, God will deal with you before even me. Hallelujah. Yes. But don't think people are weak. The fact that he's quiet never doesn't mean he's weak. Are we together? The fact that he keeps forgiving you again and again doesn't mean he's weak. So when the person is unrepentant, they keep doing the same thing and the same thing again. Sometimes, show them the left side of God. You understand the left side of God? The Bible says, I am the one that killeth and maketh alive. Is that not true? I bring up one and bring down another. I bless, I curse. I curse evil and I curse peace. So sometimes you need to show them the other side of the equation. That you can also be acidic. Hallelujah. So devil allow people, especially people that are unrepentant, they are doing the same thing again. Again. Remember I told you conditions of peace. What are the conditions? I say sometimes tell people what you don't like. When you come back, when you use my shoe, when you come back, please clean the sand and keep it here. And the person has always done this negative of what you have always said. One day, face him squarely. This is a root. I've told you about the fan today. Don't use my shoe. See, how many of you have noticed that? There are people that it's difficult to fight them. But when you fight them, they will react. But after they react, the relationship will change. They will do what you said. Have you noticed it? When you're correcting them, they will react. I see, I will do it. In fact, even when you're correcting them, they will say, I will do it. I will see what you do. I will do it. But after that scenario, they will not do it. So sometimes you need to own up and square up and tell them this thing is wrong. Are we together? Don't think, because like I said in first service, there's a difference between persecution and abuse. Do you understand that? There's a difference between what? Yes. That one is no longer a persecution. I don't like you carrying my phone. The person keep carrying your phone. One day you have to quote scripture for the person. Hallelujah. Because the person is unrepentant. Is what? So how should we do to unrepentant late churchcomers? What should we do to them? What should we do? What should we do to unrepentant union members that come late for rehearsals? What should we do to them? Huh? What? What should we do? What should we do to people that always come late to every meeting? Because they are unrepentant. I will preach on suit. Preach on native. Preach on this kind of cloth. Preach on what again? The same message they will not change. And again, if the word is not changing, the dresses will change you. They will not change. All we need to do is to forgive them. Trusting that one day they will change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But as a leader, don't think you are weak. Once in a while, just try to show them small punishment. Is that not true? Yes. And then you need to accord. The Bible says there are some things. When people are unrepentant, give them a little judgment. I heard of a father, he has been warning his son, had been warning him. One day he committed an offense and police came for him. He said, where is your son? He took him to his room. He's here. He's what? Here. Let him go and face the prison small. Let him face the capone in prison. No other prison is. Pull your shirt and mosquito. The same place you will be, the same place you pull. Stay there for 1 week. When you come back without the gospel, without preaching,
Without preaching, you wake up and greet your mother, good morning, sir.
You will repent, I'm telling you. There are things that preaching will not solve for some people. I'm telling you. They need to go to the school of adversity. Let them suffer real adversity. Some people not understand giving until they are really broke. Broke that they will not see 5 naira for 2 months. And there is a level of brokenness that is God that is supervising. God is the one monitoring your poverty. To ensure that money, somebody wants to give you money because you don't give him. Money is coming, God will block it. So that your heart can be humble. Because there are some people that small money, they will not come to night church again. I'm telling you. There are some people that the reason why they are broke, God is the one supervising it. Small Corolla, small 1 million naira in the account, Pastor Min. I'm telling you. Small 1 million naira. When they come on Sunday, they will start their clothes first. They will starch it. They will starch the native. Start it very well. Okay. Lift up your hand and praise the Lord. Night vigil, I'm conscious of security. I'm not conscious of you. You're conscious of security now. Now, you that would pray before. Because you know that even if they have robbers to stop you, why would they collect? There's nothing to collect. So, Kukuma, you're never security. You open your door and go because even the Amroba enter, it's a waste of time. But now you are blessed. You're thinking of security. You cannot go to church. So God will supervise because he wants you to be following, worshiping him. So he will supervise your poverty. Because the more broke you are, the more prayerful you are. You wake up during midnight vigil. Lord, change my story. Yes. You are serious in your unit meeting. You are serious. Because you believe that God will change your story. What is the condition for reconciliation? There's another story of reconciliation in the Bible, in the book of Genesis chapter 33, from verse 1 to 20, was the story of when Joseph, Esau and Jacob were reconciled. The fake example I gave, the example of the prodigal son and his father when they got reconciled. In this same story also in Genesis 33 from verse 1 to 20, is the story of reconciliation. Why and when should I reconcile? Because not every relationship should be reconciled. Are you hearing me at all? Not every relationship should be what? Number one is, let the error be cleared. Make sure that you point what was wrong before that caused the relationship to be bad. Don't sweep it under the carpet. Do you understand what it means by sweep it is under the carpet? Do you understand? Make sure you point that this is what you did that led us to be where we are. This is what you did that caused this misunderstanding. This is what you did that brought this problem. Bring out the problem. Bible says two cannot work together unless they agree. Don't just let it go down on low key. Like I said, men are not like ladies. For women, they like to talk about it in the details, but men can just easily forgive by just inviting you to their house or by just one phone call. If two guys are fighting, just one phone call can solve the problem. They don't even mention what even caused the fight. They'll just continue flowing like that. Is that not true? Come on, is that not true? Guy, how fun am I? Do you swap? Let me do subscription for you. What that guy is trying to say is, I'm sorry. But he will not say sorry. That's the way men are, two of us. Yeah, even as a woman, you must know that men, it's difficult to say sorry. Sometimes the Holy, I will offend my wife, say sorry. I'm telling you, sometimes we pray, the Holy Spirit say, come and say sorry. When I go, I'll not say sorry, yo. I don't look for it. Don't talk around it. It's difficult for men to say sorry, yo. Sisters, actually, you're hearing me, believe me. If they say, no, thank you. I'm telling you, it's difficult. Man, is it true? Am I the only one? Is it true? Okay, should it be easy for you to say sorry? Man, for men, it's difficult. That sorry is like taking blood out of us. Hallelujah. But then when the Holy Spirit tells you to say sorry, you have to go and say sorry. You will say sorry, but you're not saying sorry. You understand? Then recognize, just mention the problem. Hallelujah. So the guy can just subscribe with the guy and then the relationship will move on. Hallelujah. But then make sure that the person has recognized his error. And then let the person show genuine remorse and regret. Hallelujah. You can, the Bible says Peter, when he discovered that Jesus Christ was crucified, he wept what? Bitterly. Luke chapter 15 verse 15 to 30. And then, okay, put Luke 22 verse 62. Let the person show genuine remorse. IJ, if you have a husband, no, not you, not you. Let's say another lady here has a husband, then the child go and went and had a child outside. And then listen to his apology. I want to tell you, have a baby, you have a baby outside. So that's why he's sorry. Huh? Bible says Peter went out and wept bitterly when he discovered that what he did was wrong. He wept bitterly. There is a way somebody can apologize and it will show remorse. That means he's sorry for what he did. Do you understand? Come on, I understand what I'm talking about. There's a way somebody can apologize. This one, they really from his heart, he's sorry. When you see that, you can reconcile. But when you don't see that, don't reconcile because the person is just doing formality. He's not really sorry. Especially when they are giving excuses for what they did. What I did was because kinikon. No. Hallelujah. And then let there be clear apology and compensation where necessary. In Luke chapter 15, verse 15 to 30, the Bible says, the man said he will restore fourfold. Hallelujah. No, that is in Luke 19:18. Let there be clear apology. You know what is clear apology? That is, I'm sorry. Let it be clear. You know, like for men, sometimes they will buy you a new cloth. That is, I'm sorry. Is that not true? Guys, is it true? How do guys say sorry? Sometimes they'll just do you something. They'll just go and buy you food. You know, there's a relationship coach, Pastor Kingsley Okonkwo. You know him? He said that as a woman, when a man apologizes to you, don't say he must say sorry. But let the clothes he bought first. And then that is sorry for a man. I grew up with my mom liked tea. You know tea and bread. Bonvita, Milo and sugar. And bread. You know that kind of thing? I noticed that when my dad mom is always angry, my dad will always buy tea. And then no matter how my mom is angry, she will always take the tea. Last 3 years, I asked her, sometimes do small yanga for daddy. And she said, let me, even if I do yanga, I'll still forgive you. So but let me go and take my tea. Do you understand? So when anytime, I'm telling you till today, if my dad will just go and buy tea for her. She has forgotten. And she will take the tea. To him, that is sorry. That is what? Take the tea. He must say sorry. Be there. Be there. Just be there. We'll be waiting. Until he says sorry, he's not sorry. Few men say sorry. Tell the truth of life. And no amount of someone can change them. No amount of what? Learn the way he says sorry and take it. You two men, be humble. Learn to be calm. You are not the king of the jungle. It's a house. It's a relationship. It's a family. It's not the Royal Rumble. It's not WWE. It's a relationship. That's not true. Sometimes soften up and say, sorry, baby. You know, this baby is not in my mouth. This baby, babe, all these kind of things. Hallelujah. I've tried it. Yeah, I've tried it. All my friends, Pastor Tom calls his wife baby. My evangelist John, these are my closest friends, calls his wife babe. All these people, I tried it. It didn't work for me. It didn't work. I just cannot. I'm not that kind of a guy. Just imagine my wife saying, I'm going to be calling her baby. She will wait forever. She will wait. The thing is not just in my mouth. And there are guys like me. There are guys like me. All of you can call. Hey, it's not bad. Are we not so romantic? Man, we are hyper romantic. My wife, hallelujah. Even Pastor Mick can testify to my romanticness. Kai. My wife told me that, sent me a message 2 nights ago. Said that on our wedding night, I sent her a note and said that your best days are about to start. She sent me a message 2 days ago. Said that when I told her best days were about to start, she didn't be this sweet. She's grateful to God for me. You say, Abba, want romance? Come and learn from me. It's not by saying baby. Baby, babe. I cannot say that one, so I have my own. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you cannot say, baby, don't feel bad. That doesn't mean you are old school. Engineer D, be encouraged. The strength of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. How do you have love? It's already 11. So let's close. Hallelujah. But I still have one piece to cover. Hallelujah. But you must learn to define all your relationships. Hallelujah. To be able to avoid offenses, you must learn to define all relationship. Who is Minister Imato Okechukwu? You must define them. Either he's a roommate or a church member or a friend or what? You know what I mean?
You must define your relationship. Because some people, I've met people after family, they don't even know who they are. We are friends, another family, they don't know each other. But meanwhile, in family, they call themselves friends.
Define your relationship on time. Who is this person to me? Who is this person to me? Are we together? Come on, are we together?
Class people in your life accordingly. Now they need to class people. Jesus Christ had 70 disciples. And then Jesus Christ had 12 disciples. True? Jesus Christ had 70 disciples, right? And then he had 12. In that 12, he had what again? Three. Who are who? Peter, James, and John. In that three, he has one again. See? He has classified them based on level. You must class people in your life. There are people that should not call you by nine. And when they call you by nine, warn them. Is that not true? So I can see it's not true. Yes. There are people that should not do certain. There are people that should not. So have boundaries. Class people. I have numbers that is only my wife that have. No matter even when I'm praying, she should be able to reach me. I have another number that is only my family members. And then only Pastor Mint have. There's something happened one day I gave JJ. Better delete that number. Hallelujah. And then I gave her because sometimes when I'm praying, my number that everybody has is off. Because I cannot be praying. Father Lord, kalabalabal. Hello, hello, Hafa. Okay. Shabalabalabal. Hello, Hafa. No, I'm not joking. I'm serious. I'm praying. I'm not joking. I'm talking to God. So I don't pick calls intermittently when I'm praying. It's off. Hallelujah. When I'm studying my Bible, serious study, I cannot be picking calls. Moment like that, my phones are off. That is why we have official church line. We'll put it up on the screen. People can call that one. And then when it's a serious case, Pastor Min is the one with the phone. And then, if it's a serious case, when they get to him, he will get to me because I have a way he can get to me. You must learn to class people in your life. You should have people that are bound that you cannot grow. There are things you cannot tell this person. There are things this person should not know. So class people, it will help you because the more you don't class people, you give people unwarranted access. Do you understand? I read from Bishop Dakar, means one, he said that, let me not say, should I say it? No. Hallelujah. But learn to class people. Hallelujah. Then use scripture first, and then logic first, before emotions in relationship. What did I say? When you want to make decision about relationship, you may use what? Then what? What is the sequence? Scriptures. When you want to make a decision on relationship, use the scripture first. What did the Bible say about this? Go with the Bible. Then secondly, you use your reasoning. Because many people use their emotions. You follow your testosterone. Or you follow your estrogen and then you make decisions. No. What did the Bible say? Then use your brain. Don't allow emotions to control you to make relationship decisions. Are we together? Come on, are we together? See, this sequence, I'm not showing you like a joke, but it's a very, very fundamental cue. Always use the Bible and then use your brain first. Because one day, if you don't use your brain, your emotion will not give you rest. Because your emotions are chemical. They can change any time. That's why if you're with somebody for after a while, you discover that, how many of you guys have been in a relationship before? And Pastor Henry has been sincere to me. If you have been in a relationship with somebody, see, early days, you will hold hands and then it has a chemical effect on you. The first thing you held that hand, is that not true? Uh-huh. Then after holding the hand, after a while, that chemical effect does not produce on you. You want to put your hand in her shoulder. See, Joseph is now confirming. See, because that's the truth. Holding of the hand will not produce that effect after a while. Now putting on the shoulder will produce a new effect. After a while, that shoulder will not be, you want to put your hand to her waist. Right? Yes. And then after a while, see, that is why you don't follow your emotions. You follow logic. You use your brain to make decisions. Don't follow your emotions. Don't be following that chemical feeling. And body is doing okay. Body is doing you somehow. Better be serious. Following emotion. People like that, you'll be sleeping with a dog every day. You will be what? Be sleeping with a dog every day.
Because you wake up, you just feel every lady in a cyclic season have a desire for intimacy. True or false? True or false? That is chemical. That is normal biology. Why are you looking at me? That is normal biology. That's normal biology, right? Is that not normal biology? Why is it that people in church always pretend? And then they know more. This is normal biology I'm talking about. So if you follow, and then it's because of the chemicals that is released in her body, right? So if she follow her chemicals, she will make wrong decisions. She must use the word of God and then use reasoning. Because you have that kind of cycle 12 times in a year. So that means every 12 times in a year, you'll be looking for a man. So you have to use your brain. And then use the Bible first. I agree with the people who are down. I want to pray for people. I know many of us, there are people that have truly hurt you. And it's difficult to forgive. Sometimes when you think about it, it's very, very painful. There is a grace that can make you to forgive. I want to pray for anybody here that then maybe you have been hurt. I don't know. Nobody knows the story. Nobody wants to know. But then you are finding it difficult to forgive someone. Maybe a story or something like that. I want to pray for you. You can stand up. Just everybody sit down. Still stand up. Let me pray for you. For grace to be able to forgive. So that all the benefit of forgiveness I've mentioned will come to your life. Is anybody like that? Stand up. Let me pray for you. If you are standing up, stand up now. Alright. I want to pray for you so that your heart can be soft. So that you forgive them. So that you can have new levels for your life. New blessings. So that your emotions can be healed and you can be restored. So that your mind can be free for creativity. So that your mind can be free. Alright, let me pray for you if you are up. Stretch your hands toward me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for these people. I don't know their story, but you know their story. You know what they have gone through. Most of them are undeserved. Most of them, they are innocent. They were not there when the decisions were made and then it affected them. And then they are having pain and they are having offenses. Some of them are bitter towards those people that did those things to them. Whatsoever it is, Father Lord, you ask me to pray for them and I pray that Lord, you confirm and touch their heart. Cause them to let these people go. Cause them to forgive them. Everything that it has cost you or whatsoever the people did to you, that it has cost you, I pray that you will get them back fourfold. Every time you have wasted, you will get them fourfold. Everything that those pains have cost you, I pray that it be restored unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ. May your heart be free to forgive. And I know you will forgive in Jesus' name. Amen. Now come be on our feet and let's ask God for help to forgive. Now in case there is somebody you need to forgive, begin to forgive them now. Say, Lord, I let them go. I let them go. I let them go. I let them go. I forgive them. I forgive them. I forgive them. I forgive them. Can you say, Lord, I ask for a large heart. I ask for a large and accommodating heart. Give me a large heart. Because offenses will come. And many of you that need to make reconciliation, go and make that call today. Are we together? Come on, are we together? You need to reconcile with somebody. Go and what? Be the one to make the step. Don't forget I said that makes you strong. Make the call. Reconcile that relationship and keep in touch. And your life will never be the same. Hallelujah. Father, we appreciate you. We thank you. I declare that this week is blessed for you. The works of your hands are blessed. Everything you do shall prosper. I declare quality relationships for you. I declare quality decisions for you. I declare you will experience the peace of God in all you do. I declare the works of your hands prosper. If it will crash, it will not be there. And if you are there, it will not crash. I declare the blessing. The Bible says, in this wise shall the priest bless the people. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord God lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord give you peace in all that you do in the name of Jesus Christ. I will hear testimonies of your rising. I will hear testimonies of your prosperity. I will hear testimonies of blessed relationships. I will hear testimonies of open doors. I will hear testimonies of career breakthrough. Everyone that is sick, I declare the healing of God over your body. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.